four nekudas in Taisis, which we have to spend time on. One is the inyan of Schita Mishum Libon, which is the beginning of Taisis. Taisis is Chiddush, that Schita Mishum Libon only applies to water. The second Chiddush in Taisis is the Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush about Schita of Mefarek, that it's mutter of its halach le'ibud. It's a second kula. The place has a lot of kulas. And all the first three chidushim are kulas. Rabbi Tam says, schita mishum libun only applies to water, nothing else. The second chidush is in the fourth wide line of Taisvis, that the schita of mefarek does not apply when it's halach le'ibud. And we'll talk about that. Third chidush is the aruch chidush, which is really the most famous part of Taisvis. The Aras Chiddush that Psikreshid La'nichala is Mutalach Hatchila, which is certainly the most significant part of Taisis. And at the end of Taisis, Taisis says, again, it's another Aruch, that there's some type of malacha of sticking a Mitzuchrais into a Kli, making a Keli. I have to understand that as well. Those are, I think, if you wanted to see the four things that you could walk away from Taisis with, besides things that are explanations of individual Gemaras, I think those are the four rules, the four klalim, and we'll talk about them. Let's see Taisis. First Taisis begins with Perish HaKuntris V'chei Rachu Ba'aruch B'chad Lishna V'chei M'sei D'tanav Amiran Da'asim Mishav Schita. That the price of the nezayis is also because it's seichi. B'kosha Rabbeinu Tam. The schita mishum libon. This you have to know a hakdama. That the word schita, you all know, means to squeeze. The word schita is not found in the list of the 39 avos malachas. It's not an av malach. It's a toldah. But there are two totally different toldahs. Two different, totally different types of malach on Shabbos that are called schita. Both are called schita, but they're totally different things. The first is schita mishum libun. Okay, the first type of schita is schita, which is a tolda of libun, which means libun is an av malachim. Whitening wool is an av malachim. Schita, squeezing liquid out of wool, is the tolda. So if you have a towel that's very wet, we all know you know how to squeeze the juice out of it, not the juice, the liquid out of the towel. So that is schita. What type of schita? Libun. It's a schita that's called libun. There's a second type of schita, which is a totally different malach. It just happens to share the same word, schita. And that is when you squeeze juice out of fruits, say you squeeze juice out of grapes, that's also called schita. Is that libun? Are you cleaning anything? You squeeze juice out of grapes. You're cleaning anything? Not cleaning anything. It's not libun. That's schita. It's sort of a coincidence. It has the same name, schita. But it's a totally different thing. It's a tolda of mefarek, or dosh. Mefarek and dosh are the same thing. It's a tolda of mefarek, which I mentioned the other day. When you take the kernel out of the straw in which it grows, that's the malacha of threshing, of dash. And a tolda of that is taking the juice out of a grape. So that schita is a totally different schita, it's a totally different malacha. Two totally different things. When you squeeze water out of a wet towel or a wet shirt, you don't want the water. The water goes libud. That's the normal way of schita mishum libud. Is that, who cares if the water goes libud? Right? When you squeeze juice out of a grape, you want the juice. Right? It's a big difference between the two. Am I telling you a chiddush? I'm not sure. Huh? Something pasha to everybody. Two types of schita. Okay, two types of schita. One is libun. And we're going to talk about that in the first part of Taisis. There's another schita, which is mefarek. Talk about it in the second part of Taisis. Two totally different malachis, and the fundamental difference is that when you squeeze for libun, you're not interested in what comes out, and that when you squeeze juice out of a grape, you are interested in what comes out. That's the fundamental difference. And people tend to confuse this thing, and they're just two types of schita. It just happens to have the same name because the word schita is squeezing. So you have two types of squeezing. Okay, so now Tosis begins with schita mishum libon. Kasher Rabbeinu Tam does schita mishum libon. Schita the tad of libon. V'loi shaycha bishar mashkin. It's not shayach when you squeeze other mashkin. The chol davar hamalach lech es boilai. Anything that makes dirty the thing which absorbs it. Kegon yayin v'sheicha v'shemen. V'sheich libon b'schitasai. Ela davka b'mayim. So his insight is that libun is only by water. Schita of libun is only by water. Everybody with me? According to Rabbeinu Tam, let's say you spilled a container of orange juice on the floor on Shabbos. You take a towel and you soak up the orange juice. Are you allowed to squeeze the towel? Are you allowed to squeeze the orange juice out of the towel? According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no problem. Because what are you talking about? Libun. I'm not talking that you're going to reuse the oranges. You're squeezing it out in case you want to use the towel further. So that is Shita Mishum Libon. According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, it does not apply to Shar Mashkin. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's Mutl Chatchilah. That there's no din of Libon. If somebody has a dirty shirt, he's not going to wash it with oranges. If someone has a dirty towel, he's not going to wash it with oranges. So you can't call it Libon. Because you don't wash things with oranges. Lo yishayach libon b'schitasai, al davka b'may. V'raya l'davar, zek Rabbeinu Tam. Do you need a raya? It sounds so pashit. No? It's not pashit that there should be no schita. There's a havamina that if you have dirt on your beged and you clean it with orange juice, that it's libon. So Dovi told me, but you got the dirt out. Maybe it is libon.
Then you got dirty again also.
Good
swear, what? You got
dirty. Oh, so it's a different dirt, but you got out the first dirt.
So that didn't help. So maybe a libun means like when you're cleaning something to get out the dirt, not to make it dirty again.
You have to end up with a better beged than you started. The beged has to be repaired.
The libun to make it white, not to, dye it.
So libun has to be to make it white. At least there have been a time holes that way. We'll get to maybe it's Zivea if your intention is to color it. Okay. The Torah's intention is not to color it, obviously. Anyway, Tosis feels he has to bring a raya. So Tosis brings, but it's not a direct raya. It's sort of an indirect. Let's see. Raya ledam. Midaloi gazrina bu shemi yischit. Because we find that by water we make gazeris shemi yischit. And we don't make gazeris by shar mashkin. How do I know? Because gabi mayim kedamina beluk shar. Someone's walking on Shabbos. And you come up to a stream of water. You're going to walk through the water with your clothing on. If you walk through the water with your clothing on, you're going to end up squeezing it. So therefore, you're not supposed to walk through water, a stream of water on Shabbos. So we see Chazal guys, he might come to Shechita by Mayim. V'tanyami perchav, it's mistapik baluntis, v'levideh biyadai. That if you wipe yourself with a towel, that you shouldn't take it with you because you might squeeze it. And a third raya, perik beis de bayo aimer the lekuliyam eimad vilan esakelin. Not allowed to be tevil clothing. Obviously, nowadays we are not tevil clothing anyway. This is when Tumen Taira was naik. So you're not allowed to be toivel if you have a tamei yarmulke. You want to toivel it and then use it on Shabbos. You're not doing it on Shabbos because gezeira, you'll be seichid. So we see from three places that we are geyser. Shemi yischit by mayim uberei shemevi nami. Dukamer lifrei sudra ale. And yet, I'm sorry, I skipped. Vilu beperek tailin tenam misanin es hayayim besudrin. You're allowed to sift wine through a handkerchief. Why don't we chayshish that you're going to squeeze out the handkerchief? Now, first of all, you should ask how you're allowed to sift wine. You're allowed to sift wine. What about the malacha of bayir sifting? So the halacha is that you're allowed to sift something which is roy anyway, something which is drinkable. Let's say I have orange juice with pieces in it, and you like it without pieces. You're allowed to pass it through a strainer. Even though you're straining the pieces, you're getting the pieces out. But being that it's drinkable before, you're not fixing the drink. You're making it better, but you're not making it into a drink. You're allowed to sift things that are drinkable anyway. That's why many people have water filters on the kitchen sink. So at least in New York City, where the water is drinkable without it, there's no malacha on Shabbos. Because there's no iser to strain something which is drinkable without straining. If you'd be in a place where the water is rusty, then it would be aser. But in a place where it's drinkable, it's mut. So what is Tais's point? Tais's point is like, as we know, Mishum Schita, why aren't we geyser? If you sift the wine through a handkerchief, you're going to squeeze the handkerchief. Bereisha maybe nami kama lifrei sudra alei. So when someone's carrying a container of liquid, let it spread a sudra on top, like almost a day schita. Even though it'll get wet, when our geyser, also a day schita. Hainu Mishum Dolei Shaykh Liban, al gabi mayim. So this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that shita is shayach only by mayim, and the Stimas HaRambam argues with this. Stimas HaRambam and the Ri later in Taisvis, the Rambam and the Ri hold that it's shayach shita by other things as well, by other liquids as well. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not that clear in the halachas in Simen Shin Lamed Daled, where it talks about a fire on Shabbos. It says that if you have a beged talis sha'achas by ha'ar, if you have a talis that caught fire on one side, so it says that yishbaich shar mashkin min atzad. You should make the other side of the talis wet, so that when the fire gets there, it'll go out, but not with water. It's not allowed to wash a talus with water. So you should make it wet with juice. And that way, when it gets there, it'll go out. So we see at least in a case of a tzairach gadol, like a fire, that we're saimach harabeinu tam. When it's not a tzairach gadol, pashtus we're not. When the Shulchan Aruch beans mesuchraisa de nezaisa, it says there's an issa schita of malabein. At least the Beis Yosef says that. There's an issa schita of malabein. But the Taz says on that, that that's talking by yayin lavan, by white wine. That by white wine, it's also, it's like water. It's shayach to clean a baguette with white wine. I don't know what you smell like afterwards, but it seems that at least as far as the cleanliness of the baguette, it gets it clean. The question is in Svara. Svara, we have to understand. So which sheet is more pashut, obviously? Rabbeinu Tam holds shita of libun is only with water. And the Rambam and the Ri hold that it's even by shar mashkin. So which sheet needs an explanation, I would think? It's a good question. Yeah, one second. But which sheet do you think is the more what? Rabbeinu Tam seems more pashut. Rabbeinu Tam seems more pashut to me. I don't know. It could be held up his svara differently. I don't know. To me, Rabbeinu Tam seems more pashut. Aliba should only be shayach with water. So we need a hesber to understand the second sheet, the sheet of those who learn that mischrachad in the zaisa. It's also because of malabe. The Rambam seems to learn that way. So with wine or beer, what's shayach? Pashtus, what's shayach? What's shayach is? So in order to explain that, I want to get to a different shayla, which the Ramah in Simen Shin Beis, Siftes, talks about. Beged she'ein olav lichloch. A perfectly clean beged. Is there an issa libun on a perfectly clean baguette? What would you say, api svara? It shouldn't be shayach. No? A perfectly clean baguette. It shouldn't be shayach. What's the issa of cleaning? So listen to the Lashon of the Rama. Beged she'ein alav lichluch. Mutter lases alav mayim uvatim. If you have a perfectly clean beged, and you want to make it wet, for whatever reason, you're allowed to put mayim uvatim on a perfectly clean beged. Why? Because what kind of libud is there? You're not cleaning it. V'loy merubin. But you're not allowed to put a lot of water on this beged. Shema yischait. Because if you put a lot of water on the baguette, you're going to end up squeezing the baguette. So meila, it's also, you're allowed to put a small amount of water on the baguette, but not a lot. If you put a lot, you might squeeze it out. Make sense?
Why is the
onion in there? These works by mayim. Does this make sense to you? Why doesn't it make sense? What's the difference, a little or a lot? Well, a lot, we're afraid you'll squeeze it out. A little, you won't squeeze it out. What? It's not. So who cares if he squeezes it out? A little you could put, there's no way to leave it. But you know, I put a lot of water because you'll end up squeezing it out. Who cares if you squeeze it? We're going now that on a beged she'ein alav lichluch, there's no libun. If a beged she'ein alav lichluch, there's no libun. So you now put a little. You're allowed to put a little. There's no libun. A lot. You might squeeze it.
That's okay. Interesting. Also, when Tosfos says, you know, when you call the psegresha, he says after guys have psegresha.
Yeah, you're thinking about mepharik.
No, but I'm saying, but there also, it's not. So you're just doing general state of squeezing. You're not doing mepharik. It's going libun.
Well, let's hold on. Let's wait till we get to that part of Tysus. What? Why is that wearable? But first, you hear the kasha. Everybody hear the question? It's not a tifa question. It's pashup shat. Okay, we're saying now that on a perfectly clean beggar, there's no issa libun. So if so, what's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? In the Rama, says you're allowed to put a little water, below merub, not a lot of water, because you might squeeze it. But if squeezing is only a melacha of libun, and libun is mutter by a clean baguette, who cares if you squeeze it out? So what's pshat in this Rama? So the answer is that there are two types of libun. One libun is when the baguette is dirty and you want to get the dirt out. That's called shriyasai, soaking it. Shriyasai, soaking something. Shriyasai, soaking something. So if it's clean, there's no issue to soak it. You're not cleaning anything. Then there's something else. If you have a shirt that's wet, the water itself doesn't belong in the shirt. It's not going to no dirt. But the water itself is something you don't want in a shirt. People don't wear wet shirts. So when you put, you have a clean baguette, you put a little water on it, you're not doing anything. There's no dirt. Shriyasa is mutter. You can soak it. But schita, when you squeeze it out, the Rama holds that getting the water out is a malacha of libun. You're cleaning the baguette, not from dirt. Squeezing, you're cleaning it from water. A shirt, we don't want shirts that have water. So that you could be able to leave on either if you get dirt out of a baguette, or if you get the liquid out of a baguette. Either way, it's libun. Libun is getting the liquid out of the baguette. It's a malacha of libun. Because begadim, we don't want wet begadim. People don't want wet clothing.
That's how wet it is. Because I'm not going to wet shirt. It's a little bit wet in
the slot. Obviously, you're going to be making it better. You want it to dry. If you put it, hang it up soaking, it's going to take 6 hours to dry. If you squeeze it and hang it up, take 1 hour.
But you want to make it a little bit wet?
A little wet, you're going to wear it. The person's not going to refrain. You're not going to squeeze it. If it's a little wet, you won't squeeze it. So it's only a question of making it wet. So maybe wet is not a problem. Shriyasa is not a problem. Soaking is not a problem. You're not getting any dirt out. Squeezing it, you're right. Even a little, if you squeeze it, is a problem. But by a little, when it's a little water, when you'll squeeze it. When it's a lot of water, we'll chashish. So what comes out now is you could have a libun, which is to get the dirt out. And you could have a libun, which is to get the liquid out. Either way, it's libun. You're trying to make the beggar usable. That's pshat in this Ramah. Now, if you agree with me that getting a liquid out is libun, so we clear pshat like this. If you have a beggar that is dirty, and you pour some orange juice on it, everyone agrees it's not libun. I don't think pouring orange juice on a baguette is libun. So you're talking that if you put orange juice on a baguette, everyone agrees it's not libun. Side of Rambam and side of Reino Tam. They only argue about what? About squeezing the juice out of the cloth. That's Musach Reichs and Nezaisa. You're squeezing the juice out of the cloth. So Reino Tam still holds. If it's not water, it's not libun. But the Rambam could hold that removing liquid from a baguette improves the baguette. That itself is a type of libun. You're making the baguette better. So if you're making the baguette better, so that itself is an improvement. You're not perfecting the baguette, but you're making it better. True, but if you spill a lot of oranges on the floor, you wipe it with a towel, you squeeze the towel. I mean, I think it's a good question. Why do we bother squeezing the towel? I'm not sure, but we all do it. It seems to be better with less soap than more soap. I don't know. It's usable again. You can wipe more things with it. Yeah. It's not going to perfect the baguette, but it's going to make it better. When you get a stain, you don't wipe it, even though some stain remains. You're sitting in the dining room downstairs. It doesn't happen too often. And you get some juice on your shirt. You don't wipe it, even though a stain remains. I think everybody wipes it. You spill some on your shirt. You spill some grape juice. You don't take a napkin and wipe it, even though you know that you're not going to get the whole stain out. We all do. It doesn't, you're right, it doesn't clean the bag, it's not fully cleaned, but it's better. So, it could be that's the machlaikis, right? So, Rabbeinu Tam holds that libun is only by water. Anything else is not cleaning a baguette. That's Rabbeinu Tam sheet. What does the Rambam hold? How could the Rambam hold, we don't understand, how could the Rambam hold squeezing beer or wine out of a cloth is libun? The answer is, the Rambam is maida. That if you clean something with orange juice, it's not cleaning. He's maida that if you have a stain and you clean it with orange juice or grape juice, that's not cleaning. The Rambam is only saying that if you squeeze juice out of a baguette, that's cleaning. Because people don't want juice in a baguette. Just like the Ramah says squeezing water out of a clean baguette is cleaning because you're getting the liquid out. The Rambam says that squeezing juice out of a baguette, that's making the baguette better. We don't want juice. We don't want juice in a baguette. So Zehu, this is the first part of Taisvis. Again, Taisvis Chiddush is a kula of Rabbeinu Tam. What's Rabbeinu Tam's kula? That ain libun el b'mayim. That libun applies only to water and to nothing else. And on that, the Rambam disagrees. And we're trying to give a hesber into what the Rambam disagrees. Mustam the Rambam agrees that just pouring orange juice is on a bag and is not cleaning it. He just told us that squeezing juice, that is a malach. Therefore, yeah, if you have a spill of orange juice, so you put a towel to wipe it up. So even if it's a dirty towel, it's a dirty towel. It doesn't matter. It's not libun. He's putting oranges in a towel. Everyone agrees it's not a malacha. Squeezing it out, that's a malacha, because you make it better. It's a certain level of libun.
Use a towel to wipe up water?
Could you use a towel to wipe up water? So the truth is that the Mechaber says they should try to get the water out without the towel. And then Mechaber Ho says that when you wash until Sidayim, you should shake the water off and then wipe. But the Ramah, which is the way Windayig holds, that derech lichluch, it's mutter. If it's in the manner of making something dirty, it's mutter. If someone wipes the water off the floor, that's derech lichluch. You have the other heter, that's derech lichluch, it's not derech libun. It's a separate heter. Okay. That's the end of the first Chiddush of Taisvis. Taisvis has one more line about this, which hopefully I'll get back to tomorrow. Hada amina beperek mefanin. Maisatzricha shemen chaverta mevi'ala besaira. How do you carry oil in Rosh Hashanah? So you put some oil in your hair, you go someplace, you squeeze it out of the hair, parachas lidei schita. Mishani ain't schita b'seir. So the Gemara answers, ain't schita b'seir. We have time tomorrow, I'll explain to you, basically, that ain't schita b'seir means that hair doesn't absorb, it's not like cloth. So there's no issa schita, it's something absorbed in your hair. Mash v'deshaya schita b'shemen. I, it's oil, it shouldn't be shaykh by oil. So it's a kasher in the town. We see shai schita by oil. Chem perak anaitel svog, if yesh lebes achiza, mekan chabay, alav e mekan chabay. A sponge, if it has a handle, you're allowed to wipe with it. If not, you're not allowed to use it because you're going to touch it, you're going to squeeze it. Shem dasi yedai schita shemen anev lebay. So it's shver. In these two places, schita and shemen, and is shai in the hair case and in the svog case. Amar ben atam, davam isho mefarek. Vasur kabay schita zesem v'anavim. Chiddush number two of this Taisvis, Rabbeinu Tam says that the schita, which is a told of mefarek, what is the schita that's a told of mefarek? That schita for the purpose of the thing that you're squeezing now, the thing that's coming out when you squeeze it. So Rabbeinu Tam tells us a chiddush. If it's haylech le'ibud, it's mutter. If when you squeeze a cloth that has wine in it, you squeeze it and the drops of wine that come out, or beer that come out, fall onto the floor, that's called haylech le'ibud. So that is mutter lechatchila. That's mutter lechatchila. Why? Because that's not the malacha. I forgot to have a psikresha, or the side of the gear says, I forgot to have a psikresha. But here, it's mutter. Alright, so let's understand. Is this an understandable vart? You understand what's going on here? You take a grape. You squeeze a grape. And normally, you squeeze grapes. You get grape juice. Squeeze a grape, you get grape juice. He is squeezing the grape into the sink so that the grape juice goes down the drain. So we're saying that that's mutter. Haylech libur is mutter. What? What's the difference? What's the difference if it goes libur or not? What's the nafkamina if it goes libur or not? That's the question. What's the nafkamina? What's pshat nehet? The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban argues here with Taisus. And the Ramban says, let me just say, the Ramban says that the Ramban also holds this mutter. The Ri shita is that it's aser. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban say that it's mutter. The Ri, to see where the Ri is, the Shita Sari is that it's Aser because the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf. What does that mean? It's the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf, huh? That when you squeeze a grape and the grape juice goes down the drain, it's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf, right? It's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf. You're doing the Maisa, squeezing out the grape. Just, you don't want the Tachlis, you don't want the grape juice. So what's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds Ha'iluch Le'ibud is mutter. Why is it mutter? At least according to our Gersa in the Gemara. Why in the Taisis? Kimish Ha'iluch Le'ibud, I forgot his aggression. Why is it mutter? So again, to understand Rabbeinu Tam, we have to step back. And I have to tell you something about the Malach of Schita Misha Mefarek. And with this, we'll come to a better understanding. Schita Mishum Mefarek. What is the Issa Schita Mishum Mefarek? It says a very big chiddush in Shulchan Aruch. To be either squeezing fruits, Schita, it's only a malacha d'iraisa by two fruits. Which two fruits? Grapes and olives. Seisim ba'anavim. If you squeeze grapes, or you squeeze olives, you get juice, grape juice out of grapes, olive oil out of olives, that's a blocha derais. If you squeeze any other fruit, two sibri ma'inim, you squeeze a pomegranate for its juice, it's not a blocha derais. Still awesome in the Rabbanan. Rabbanan asks in anything which is sometimes squeezed for its juice. Still awesome midrabanan, but it's not a deraisa. And things which you never squeeze for juice, things which are never squeezed for juice, those you, it's even mutar lechatchila. It's mutar 100% lechatchila to squeeze a piece of cantaloupe, a piece of watermelon. You want cantaloupe juice? It's mutar lechatchila. Want watermelon juice? It's mutar lechatchila. Right. Whenever I think of this, my example is always watermelon and cantaloupe. Because if any of you have 2-year-old brothers and you serve watermelon and cantaloupe for dessert on Shabbos, it's only my kids that take it and squeeze it. Well, squeeze it out. So they squeeze it out, right? So somebody at the table says, "Why, it's chita." Ah, the kid is right. It's not normal. Squeezing, you're allowed l'chatchila to squeeze watermelon for the juice, even if you want to drink the juice. What's the hesber? What's the hesber? Why is that mutter? Why is it that that's mutter? So the stipler here in Simon Gimel has a hisafa, which is added in the later prints. In the hisafa, he defines the malacha of dash. And he says the following point. This point is also in the There's a Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, Anot HaShabbos, says the same thing. Stipler says, we learned the Reb Shimon a few days ago. Reb Shimon said that on Shabbos there are certain malachis which are separating two things, one from the other. Yamafrid, two things from each other. We gave a few examples. Poirer, you separate something from the other. A Chayvel, taking out blood, you separate one thing from the other. What was the third example we had? Chayvel, what?
Dosh.
So Stipler gave an example that dosh is also a malach of mefareg one thing from another. In the Haysafa, the Stipler writes that he had charata. He has charata for that. This which he said, that the malacha of dosh is mefareid, separating one thing from another, that's the tzuras hamalacha, he has charata, because of the chiddushir of Tosfos and the Ramban, that if it's halach le'ibud, it's mutter, it's not dash. That means, if you squeeze a grape, because you want the pulp, only the pulp of the grape, it's not a malach. Reb Shimon's yisayid was that when a malach is separating one thing from the other, it's also sai if you're doing it for the thing which gets separated. Sai if you're doing it for the thing it's separated from. Either way, it's a malach. If the malach is separating two things, then it's also no matter which part you want. And we see by dash, it's not that way. We see here by schita, if it's halach le'ibud, it's mutter. So it must be that the malach is not the malach of separating two things. So what is dash? So the answer is that dash is bringing a fruit to an iloi, to a higher level. Improving the fruit by removing what's inside of it. It has to be an improvement by removing the contents. By removing what's in it. If you have chaff, straw, and you remove the kernel, you're improving the food. If you have a grape, and you take out grape juice, you're improving the food. If you have watermelon and you squeeze out the watermelon juice, that's not an improvement. That's a destruction. So therefore, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. The definition of dash is that you're removing something to bring it to a malyusa, to bring it to a higher level. The Gemara says that grapes and olives are unique in that the juice is worth more than the grape. If you take an apple, you make apple juice, you might want apple juice, but apples are worth more as apples than as apple juice. If you have strawberries, are worth more strawberry, even though they squeeze strawberries, they take the juice for flavoring. Because they have so many strawberries, they can't sell all of them, so they squeeze some strawberries. But it's worth more as a strawberry. So therefore, min ha'Torah it's mutter. Drop out an acid, because if you're going to squeeze apples, you come to squeeze grapes. But the malach of dash is improving something by removing what's inside of it. That's why by certain food, foods, it's 100% mutter.
You're not doing the grape by taking out the juice.
What?
You're not doing the grape by taking out the juice.
You're improving. You have a grape, and now you have grape juice and the pulp of the grape. In the total, it's better now. A pulp of a grape and juice to get separated is worth more than a grape. Because grape juice is worth more than grapes. So olive oil is worth more than olives. So therefore, it's an improvement. That improvement is the malacha. There's a din that you're allowed to squeeze a fruit into an eichel. You're allowed to squeeze, some people squeeze lemon juice into sugar. Or you're allowed to squeeze, let's say somebody has a roast. They want to get some flavoring or some juice flavoring in it. So they squeeze the juice out of the fruit directly into it. It absorbs into the food. That's mutter. Why? So the explanation is the same. You need to bring it to the malyusa. You have to improve it by making it to juice. It has to become a mashke. If it before was absorbed into the grape, and now it's absorbed into the sugar, so that's not a malyusa. If for your purposes, it might be good, but that's not the malacha.
Why does it have to be directly into the food?
What?
Why does it have to be directly into the food? Why can't it be into a cup and then fall out of the food?
Because then when you do it into the cup, that's the malacha. At that moment, it's a malacha. Because now you have the option of doing whatever you want with it. It has to be directly into the food. So this explains Rabbeinu Tam's kula of Hailach Le'ibud. Hailach Le'ibud, it's the kula of Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's Hailach Le'ibud, it's 100% mutter. How do we paskin? Mishnah Berurah and Simin Shin Chaf, Sivkat Nun Hei, paskins Lahachmir. However, B'mokim Tsar, even Tsar Balei Chayim Lemekel, where does this come up? Tsar Balei Chayim and Dosh?
By milking animals.
What? Yeah, by milking cows. Chazay Nish has his tshuva about milking cows. Jews didn't milk cows. It wasn't the favorite Jewish occupation for many generations. Until the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, where it's mostly Jews, so you got to have Jews doing everything. So Jews started having farms. Milking a cow is dosh. I mentioned to you the other day. Milking a cow is a type of dosh. You're taking the milk out of the udder. So you're getting milk. The milk is worth more in a container than in the udder. So, except to calves. But to human beings, it's worth more in the container than it is in the udder. So that's dosh. Now what do you do on Shabbos in a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael? On Shabbos, so you won't milk the cow. But the problem is that it's Tzar Balei Chayim, a cow that's not milked. The udder becomes engorged and it's painful. So the Chazei Nish was matir milking the cow while they Yisrael onto the ground, the ibud. To milk it down the drain on Shabbos. Because he was Saibach Rabbeinu Tam Shita, b'makayim Tzar Balei Chayim. Do with the ibud. Now this is Nogeya also to women who are nursing, and sometimes for one reason or other can't nurse on Shabbos. Sometimes the baby is not well, or the baby is sometimes still in the hospital, and the same heter applies. We're matir, and it's a relatively common shaila. We're matir for a woman to pump breast milk. Le'ibud. The way we do it is we put a little bit of vinegar or something into the keli, which catches the milk. And she pumps straight into the the vinegar or the schnapps, whatever it is, and it becomes liyibud. And again, with samech and ishit, this Rabbeinu Tam. That's the heter. Mokim tsar, the samech Rabbeinu Tam, to do schita, dosh, which is this malacha, as long as it goes liyibud. So with samech hashit, this Rabbeinu Tam.
How can you squeeze the book into the ground? Would it be like watering the grass?
Yeah, it has to be placed where there's no grass. Nachinami. If it's going to be. I don't know if milk is good for grass or not. I have no idea, but if it is. So you have to do it down the drain. Because the malyusa of schita is that you're making a liquid. If it remains a solid, that's not a malyusa. It's absorbed here, it's absorbed there. You like it better here than there.
Even according to the rule,
that's not the malach.
It's not called making a liquid?
No, into a liquid is awesome. A lemon into a tea is awesome.
It's not called making a liquid.
It's not called making a liquid. It happens to be that there's a machlaikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. If you're allowed to squeeze lemon into sugar with the intention of putting the sugar into the tea. Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter. You're allowed to squeeze lemon into sugar. It's a mashka bala echol. And it's mutter. Chazanish says if you want to eat the sugar, it's taka mutter. But if your purpose is to put the sugar into a tea, so you really want lemon juice. You're just disguising it as sugar before you put it in. Chazanish holds it's awesome. You're not squeezed from a solid to make a liquid. You're not squeezed from a liquid. Because if you squeeze a lemon and it doesn't become a liquid, it doesn't become lemon juice, it's water. It doesn't become a liquid, but it becomes a liquid. Everyone wants it.
So if you squeeze it onto fish, it's
like
you get absorbed into
the
fish.
So that's right. Solid. So it's a solid, that's why it's water.
It's called sugar, not a salad.
What?
Sugar, as long as it's not called liquid, it's not a salad. It is a salad.
Yeah.
If you put enough lemon juice, it's going to dissolve the sugar.
So that amount is also. It's the amount that's absorbed.
You could milk the cow
into farina, which becomes solid. A bowl of cereal stays liquid. But achinami, milk the cow. What? You're allowed to put lemon into the tea. People say that in the tea you could squeeze it with a spoon. That I don't know any makar for. The heter is only la'ichol. Mashka ba'la'ichol has din la'ichol. So you didn't make it into a mashka, that's the heter. But if it's a mashka in other mashkin, I don't know any place where it says that. Maybe there's a heter somewhere. I'm just
the shmur
as it says.
What's the difference between a salad as a sugar or a salad as a slice of
lemon? In the lemon, it's fine.
There's
no difference. That's why you're allowed to. Into the sugar. What? It's awesome.
Why is it?
Well, if you put the whole slice of lemon in tea, you're not squeezing it. That's why it's working. So you're not going to escape that. You squeezed the lemon into the sugar. That's the malacha, squeezing the lemon. If you're saying you're making a eichel out of it, you're not. You're making a mashka out of it. You're just doing it in a way. Okay. So these are the first two chidushim of Taisis, relatively easier chidushim. The big chidush of Taisis is the chen pirish ha'aruch. Now the word v'chein, the way our Taisis is printed, is lav dafka. V'chein just means red. Aruch also held our Gemara should be mutter, for different reasons. If you have the girsa on the side, then the v'chein makes a little more sense. But at any rate, v'chein pirish ba'aruch, the chol p'sikreshin lo nichol eishari. Now this is the earth-shaking chiddush. The psik reisha, the loy nichale, is mutal l'chatchela. And as you understand, this is tremendous nafgamina. Now let me just tell you that loy nichale, what's taich loy nichale? You don't want it. Loy nichale is I don't want it. The din is that loy ichbisle, I don't care, is the same as loy nichale. Okay? Loy nichale doesn't have to mean I dafka, I'm against it. If I just don't care about it, that's also loy nichale. Right, we talked the other day about opening up a door and causing a light to go on the control panel. He says, loy nichalei. So you have to realize, loy nichalei, he doesn't want it. It's not that he doesn't want it. He couldn't care less. But that's also loy nichalei. Loy nichalei and loy ichpislei is the same exact din. We'll get to the line in the fridge. Okay, right. Let's, psikresh loy nichalei shari. V'ikara yasai, v'perek kol hatodir, alibid Reb Shimon, mizalfin yayin al gabe ha'ishim, afagav de psikresh, devadi mechabo. What's the case there? Somebody is doing nisach hayayin. He's pouring wine onto the fire of the mizbeach. What's the aveira there? Mechabe. It's not talking about Shabbos. So even during the week. Torah says, Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach, loisichbet is alive, I'm putting out the fire on the mizbeach. So even though vade mechabahu kim loy nichalei v'hai kiboy shari, so Gemara says, psikreshin loy nichalei it's mutter. Now you remember I told you that Dovashen Meskavin is a heter b'chol ha-Torah kula, not just in Shabbos. So when there's a lav in the Torah of Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach loisichbet, there's a heter in that of Dovashen Meskavin. Even though it's psikresha, psikresha l'nichalei is mutter. That's one raya. Void ma'asi raya melulav ha'gazel. The kamar of Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Mimatim anovim b'yantif. You're allowed to take the berries off of the hadas. Mimatim anovim b'yantif. Pirish anvei hadas. Aparach ha'misakim anu. Mukulav miskavim l'achilu. He's pulling off the berries because he wants to eat them. Sovel kavua. Aparach ha'maydir b'Reb Shimon psikresha. Mishani lo tzricha dislay shana achlisa. Right, so what's the Oruch Chiddush? A tremendous kula. Psik Resha, the Loi Nichalei is Mutter. Psik Resha, the Loi Nichalei is Mutter. Most Rishonim disagree with this. Rav Rishonim hold Psik Resha, Loi Nichalei is Pater Avalas. But the Shita of the Aruch is that Psikresha, the Loi Nichalei, is Mutter. What in the world should this depend on? This is very confusing. Davashayna Miskavin, we paskin, is what? Regular Davashayna Miskavin is not a Psikresha, is Mutter Lachat Chilo. So we have Davashayna Miskavin, which is Mutter. We have Psikresha, which makes it awesome. Now we're saying if the Psikresha is Loi Nichalei, it's a third step. If it's Loi Nichalei, it becomes Mutter again, according to the Aruch. It's not a quick. What?
Turns it back to Yerushalayim.
Turns it back to Yerushalayim. That's what sounds. Turns it back to Yerushalayim. So the question is, what the Lomdis is, and since Dovashayna Miskavin is confusing enough, and now we throw in Psikresha, then we throw in a third step, Psikresha Loi Nichalei, so this requires a certain amount of concentration, which I hope. So we have to go two steps. You can't jump one step. You have to first explain Psikresha, then we could try to explain Psikresha L'Nichalei. I'm not sure how to jump to Psikresha L'Nichalei. So we have to start with Dovashayna Miskavin. What we're going to do here is we're going to try to add two lines to the to our chesed here.
Okay, we move the lachshon and the mufa down. We move down to the bottom of the chart. I know on your piece of paper you don't have you can't erase it, but make a new chart. Okay. Now we have Dovashayna Miskavin. This is not a psikresha. Okay. And it's not a psikresha. Okay. This is not a psikresha. Question is, what happens when you have a Dovashayna Miskavin and it is a psikresha? Okay, what changes when it's a psikresha? Okay. What's different? Okay. It's a psikresha. Are you aware of the malacha? You're drinking a bench. Why are they going to make a charetz? You're aware of the malacha. That's for sure. Do you want the purpose? Do you want the purpose?
No.
Depends if it's nichalei or lai nichalei, right? So if you want the purpose, we'll get to it in a minute. Okay? Do you want the malacha? Psikresha is more chamor because you want the malacha. But what does that mean that you want the malacha? By psikresha. So we had Reb Chaim's Hezger and Reb Shimon's Hezger. Let's go back to Reb Chaim and back to Reb Shimon. Reb Chaim said that a psik resha is what? We tell the person, al korchach you're a mechavim. You can't say you're not mechavim.
Avad, you're a mechaber. Certainly you're a mechaber. Right? Certainly you're a mechaber. That's Reb Chaim's husband. We called Reb Chaim's husband.
Okay, that was husband number one.
So now, if I have a psik resha, you're telling me, al kochach am mechaber. What does mechaber mean? I'm aware of it. I'm always aware of it. It means I want it. I want it. If I'm dragging a bench, making charitz, could you tell me, al kochach, you want the charitz? Could you say that? You claim you don't want it, al kochach, you want it. Do you want it? Depends. If it's nichalei, if I happen to need a charitz in that place, then I want it. If it's like nichalei, if I don't want the charitz, you can't tell me al karkach you want it. That's the way it follows from Chaim. You have a psik resha. Reb Chaim said, why does changes things in a psik resha? You can't say you're not mechavin, you are a mechavin. We'll call this pshat number one. This is going to Reb Chaim's pshat, okay? So what's the answer over here? Do you want the malacha? It depends. If it's nichalei, then you do want it. If it's loy nichalei, so you still don't want it. You can't tell the person al karkach you want it. He doesn't want it. It's the way it works out according to Reb Chaim. So again, you have, let's say, Reb Chana's example. A nazir is combing his hair. Nazir is combing his hair, and it's a psik reishi, he's going to pull out some hairs. So what was the first hezbon Rabbi Chana, which is Reb Chaim? That you can't say you're not a mechaber to pull out hairs. You know you're pulling out hairs. Does that mean you want to pull out hairs? It depends. If somebody wants hairs to come out, then it's a psik reishi de nichale. Then he wants it. But he doesn't want hairs to come out. See, Vaita doesn't want it. You want to ask him for this? According to Reb Chaim? That's why it comes out according to Reb Chaim's husband. Let's go to Reb Shimon's husband. What did Reb Shimon say? What's a psik resha? The second hesber, Rabbi Chanan. What did Rabbi Chanan say? The second hesber is when you comb your hair, Avadi, you're not thinking about pulling out hairs. If it's a psik resha, what changes? What was Reb Shimon's line? If it's a psik resha, combing and pulling hairs is the same thing. Combing means pulling out hairs. If you're combing with such a comb that pulls out hairs, it's all one thing. So when you want to comb, combing is pulling hairs. Which means that according to Reb Shimon's head, we have a double shem miskaven. And again, you have a double shem miskaven. That's a psik resha. According to Reb Shimon, or we're calling Reb Shimon's head. So again, you're aware of it for sure. Do you want the malacha? Reb Shimon says, yes, you do want the malacha. You want to comb. What's the difference if it's nichalei or lai nichalei, the hairs come out? What's the nafkamim if you're nichalei or lai nichalei, if the hair comes out? Who cares? Do you want to do the malacha? The malacha is combing. Combing is taich pulling hairs. If combing is taich pulling hair, so you do want to comb. According to Reb Shimon, you do want to comb. So what's the difference if it's nichalei or lai nichalei? What's the difference according to Reb Shimon nichalei or lai nichalei? If you say combing is pulling out hairs, so what's the difference nichalei or lai nichalei? What the difference is? According to Reb Shimon, the difference is if you want the purpose. If you're nichalei, you want the hairs out, so then you want the purpose. If you're nichalei, then you do want the purpose. If you're lai nichalei, then you don't want the purpose. According to Reb Shimon's Hesber, which is Reb Chanan's second Hesber, the difference between nichalei and lai nichalei has nothing to do with the Maisa Malacha. Because the Maisa Malacha, it's all one. If it's finally going to happen, it's all one thing. It's all one. The only difference is if you want the tachlis. That comes out of Nafkamina according to Reb Shimon's Mahalach. Now, what Reb Chanan says in the photostat that you have there is that this is the machlaikis. These two ways is the machlaikis, the aruch, and the other Rishayim. Now, your homework for tomorrow is to figure out how that fits in. How that fits in to be the machlokes, the Aruch, and the other Rishayim. If you go into the pshat, just the pshat, and what these two lines mean, you'll see right away that basically what we're calling the machlokes, what we're calling Reb Chaim or Reb Shimon, is, Reb Chana says, is the machlokes between the Aruch and the other Rishayim. And this is not only Reb Chanan says it, but in the Chazon Ish says it, I think Reb Shmuel says it as well. A number of Achrayim go with this Mahalach. So, again, you try to work it out. This is tomorrow. We're going to work out this Prat, and hopefully this time we'll finish the process. Well, the person didn't show up yesterday, but you weren't in the basement. So he's showing up supposedly today. All right. Someone who came from Eretz Yisrael.
No one's okay. It's fine.